Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Sean Rourke, how you doing? Welcome to The Common.
I'm doing great, Daryl. Thank you.
You are, this is a long title, but I'm going to get it right. You are the manager of communications and engagement at the Boston Region Metropolitan Planning Organization. It's a lot of syllables.
It is, and you got it exactly right. Believe it or not, that is the abbreviated version.
Ha! Well, check it out. We're here because the Boston Metro Planning Organization, that's you, released a report titled Unlocking the Blue Hills, Addressing Equity and Access in the Blue Hills Reservation. This report shows inequities in transit access to the Blue Hills, particularly for some neighborhoods closest to the park. So, Sean, to start us off, can you tell me a little bit about the Blue Hills? Because they are a mystery to me.
The Blue Hills is a 7,000-acre state park, and it's only about 10 miles south of downtown Boston and only about 5 miles south from some of the southern Boston neighborhoods. It is an important recreation and educational destination. It has over 100 miles of trails. It has picnic areas, swimming ponds, sports fields, a ski slope, a community farm, a museum, and a lot of educational programs for children.
Gotcha. And so with this report, tell us a little more about it. What exactly were you trying to find out and what were the results?
Yeah, so the report had three goals mainly. The first was to analyze the existing public transit access to the Blue Hills and the inequity of access between drivers and transit users. Mm-hmm. Second was to design some possible solutions to improve access. And third was to create a product for the report that could serve as a resource to stakeholders, all while strengthening relationships with community and advocacy groups that proposed the study to the MPO.
Give us a sense of how long it might take someone from some of these neighborhoods that are mentioned in the report, you know, certain parts of Dorchester, Mattapan. How long might it take some of those folks to get to Blue Hills?
So there's really only one bus line that currently goes to the Blue Hills, and it stops at the Trailside Museum, which is on the extreme western end of the reservation. And it provides access to a few amenities and a few trails, but really is cut off from most of the reservation. So from that bus stop, it would take about 73 minutes and two transfers to get there from Roxbury. From Hyde Park, it would take about 70 minutes and one transfer. Whereas if you were coming from one of the distant suburbs in the Boston MPO region in a car, you could get there in less than 40 minutes. And so, you know, you could be 25, 30 miles away 40 minutes, you could be 5 miles away and it could take you an hour. And so that's just a really, you know, stark illustration of the inequity of access between far away drivers and really close transit users.
These neighborhoods you mentioned, Hyde Park, Dorchester, Roxbury, Mattapan, these are neighborhoods that are predominantly people of color, right?
Yes, most of them are. The neighborhoods we were looking at, 32% of them do not have access to a car compared to 17% of the overall region. 38% of them are considered to be low income compared to 20% of the overall region. And then 81% of the people in those communities identify as minorities compared to 37% of the overall Boston region. So it is a much more diverse, low income, and transit dependent population than the overall Boston region.
So I want to go back to the beginning and ask you, where did the idea for this report come from?
Sure. So every year, the MPO solicits ideas for transportation studies. This is a sort of unique study in that it's about access to a specific location from another location. And so in 2021, a coalition of advocacy and community groups approached the MPO, described this issue of access to us, and asked us to fund a study to study this issue and come up with some proposed improvements. And so the MPO board elected to fund the study. The work scope was refined with help from the coalition that proposed it. And then work began in March of 2022.
Got it. During that work, I imagine you spoke to some residents and, you know, the people who are directly affected by this lack of access. What did you hear from them?
So through the conversations with the community and advocacy groups, what we heard was that they can see the Blue Hills. It's right down at the end of Blue Hill Ave. The whole time that you're traveling south, you can see this hill, you can see the summit. To us, a surprising number of people didn't realize that there was a 7,000-acre state park there with all of these amenities. And the residents and community leaders who were aware of it, many of them had not been, and many of them who wanted to go did not even, especially if they didn't have access to a car, did not know how to get there.
From their view, I mean, what does it mean to have this park so close yet so far, you know?
Even in conversations we had where, you know, it was sort of the first conversation we were having with people about it. Once they knew about it, there was a lot of curiosity and there was sort of immediately like a desire to go there. The inequity of access, we definitely heard that it was unfair, that residents and community leaders wished that there were improved access. And we hope that, you know, this study can be a step on the way to providing improved access.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Sean.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. But this is not just about, you know, getting people to the Blue Hills so they can just be in the park, just to be in the park, right? There are some real benefits to having access to a space like the Blue Hills. Can you talk about that?
So in our research, we started with sort of a literature review about the benefits of access to green spaces, especially for urban residents. And we found that time spent in parks leads to greater physical activity, which leads to better health outcomes, including reducing heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure. We cited several reports that find that visitors to parks have even better mental health outcomes, and that especially for city residents, proximity to urban parks is a predictor of both physical and mental health quality. And so, of course, taking advantage of these benefits requires knowing, first of all, that the park is there, and then, you know, also being able to access it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, in a study, you look at an issue, you look at the problems and identify it and come up with some solutions, right? So what are the solutions outlined in this report?
So the proposed improvements sort of break down into two categories, which we call in the report option one and option two. And then there's variations of each option. Option one would seek to reroute the MBTA bus that has that one stop at the Trailside Museum on Saturdays to turn onto a road that leads to Houghton's Pond. Mm-hmm. In our research, we found that Houghton's Pond was the single most important destination in the Blue Hills because it's a central access point that provides access to every single type of amenity. Not every single trail, every single pond, but at least several types of each of those amenities. And then option two would be an entirely new service that would cover various destinations in the park and start and end in Mattapan. And so this would likely be a shuttle service and not necessarily a public transit service. There are similar shuttles in towns that provide access to beaches. There are shuttles that provide access from residential centers to hospitals, from residential centers to businesses. And the idea of this one would be a shuttle that provides access to destinations throughout the Blue Hills.
So are there other places in the city that's hard to get to by transit?
It's funny that you mentioned that because one of my colleagues, Betsy Harvey, who manages our transportation equity program, was working on a study at the same time that I was managing the Blue Hills study. And her study was called Identifying Transportation Inequities in the Boston Region. And her study looked at various types of destinations and amenities in the Boston area and the access to those destinations from different points around the city. And she looked at everything from hospitals to schools to economic centers and also green spaces and parks. And she even broke out parks by, you know, small, medium, and large. And of course, Blue Hills being the largest park in the area fell in the large category. But the MPO is doing some analysis of inequity of access and taking a sort of baseline measurement of access to these types of destinations from areas around Boston. And it is work that we are looking further into in our transportation equity program.
With that said, if somebody wants to propose a transit study like the one we're discussing and the one you just mentioned, or I should say, if they want to help you in this work, how should they go about doing that?
They should reach out to the MPO at publicinfo@ctps.org. And then that email will go to my group. And then if it's about the Blue Hill study, we're happy to talk to them about it. But then whatever area of study that their email is about or whatever they want to propose, we'll make sure that their message reaches the right person on staff.
Understood. Well, Sean, real quick, I want to go back to the Blue Hill study and ask you, where are things with that? What's coming next?
We are continuing to talk to the advisory group members. We're willing to talk to anyone who's interested about the study. We've met with a couple of community groups and neighborhood associations who are interested in the findings, and the study's gotten a really good reception. I believe that there are members of the advisory group who are having conversations with various funders and transit agencies about implementing some form of these proposed improvements. And, you know, we are willing to be a resource and provide assistance wherever it makes sense for those efforts.
Got it. Well, Sean, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl.
That's Manager of Communications and Engagement at the Boston Region Metropolitan Planning Organization, Sean Rourke. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have thoughts on transit access or if there's a place that you feel like you can't get to, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at WBURTheCommon. You can also send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.